restless, noisy village children. My name is Lisa. I'm a girl. Well, you can tell that from the name, of course. I'm 7 years old, and I'll be 8 soon. Sometimes Mom says, "You're my big girl, so you can dry the dishes today." And sometimes, Lasa and Bosa say, "We don't let girls play with us. Anyway, you're too little." That is why I wonder what I really am, big or little. When some people think you are big, and some think you are little, then perhaps you are just exactly the right age. Lasa and Bosa are my brothers. Lasa is 9, and Bosa is 8. Lasa is very strong, and he can run much faster than me. But I can run as fast as Bosa. Sometimes, when Lasa and Bosa don't want me around, Lasa holds on to me while Bosa runs off and gets a head start. Then Lasa lets go of me and runs off as fast as anything. I haven't got a sister, and that is a pity. Boys are so difficult. The house where we live is called Middle Farmhouse. It is called that because it stands right between two other farmhouses. They are called North Farmhouse and South Farmhouse. All three houses are in a row. A boy called Ola lives in South Farmhouse. He hasn't got any brothers or sisters at all. But he plays with Lasa and Bosa. He is 8 years old, and he can run fast as well. But there are girls at North Farm. Two of them. What a good job they aren't boys as well. Their names are Britta and Anna. Britta is 9, and Anna is the same age as me. I like them both just the same. Well, perhaps I like Anna a tiny, tiny bit more. And that is all the children who live in Noisy Village. That's what it is called, our village. It is a very small village with only 3 houses: North Farmhouse, Middle Farmhouse, and South Farmhouse. And only 6 children: Lasa and Bosa and me, and Ola and Britta and Anna. Brothers are difficult. Before, Lasa and Bosa and I shared the same room. It was the room on the right, at the top of the house, at one end. Now I have the room on the left, which used to be Grandma's, but I'll tell you more about that later. Sometimes, it is lots of fun sharing a room with your brothers, but only sometimes. It was fun when we lay in bed at night telling ghost stories. Although, it was scary, too. Lasa's ghost stories are so scary, I had to hide under the quilt for a long, long time afterwards. Bosa never tells any ghost stories. All he talks about are the masses of adventures he's going to have when he grows up. One evening, after Lasa had told us a really horrible story about a ghost that went round a house moving all the furniture, I got so scared I thought I would die. It was practically pitch black in the room, and my bed was such a long way from their beds. And guess what? All of a sudden, a chair started jumping about, backwards and forwards. I thought the ghost had come to our house, too, and was moving our furniture. And I screamed as loudly as I could. That's when I heard Lasa and Bosa giggling over in their beds. And do you know what? They had tied a piece of string to the chair, and were lying in their beds pulling on the string and making the chair jump about. That was so typical of them. It made me angry at first, but then I couldn't help laughing. Also, when you share a room with your brothers, and the brothers are bigger than you, you are never allowed to decide anything. It was always Lasa who decided when to turn out the light at night. When I wanted to lie in bed and read my Our Sweden magazine, Lasa wanted us to switch off the light and tell ghost stories. And if I was tired and wanted to go to sleep, then Lasa and Bosa wanted to play Snap. Lasa can lie in his bed and turn off the light whenever he wants because he stuck a piece of cardboard around the light switch with a piece of string tied to it. The string goes all the way to his bed. It is a very odd contraption, and I can't really describe it properly, because I'm not going to be a cog-spinning, sprocket-swashing engineer when I grow up. That's what Lasa is going to be, he says. I don't